So I sent like my picture to all these different Instagram pages wearing my Make America Great Again hat because like I love Trump, but don't ask me about any of his policies because like I don't really know. But like my picture.
Yeah, that was the best impression I've seen of an e-thought. Yeah, today we're talking about how people are using the conservative movement to show off their bodies and take advantage of opportunities when they don't actually care about the issues, but we care. We're not putting up with it any longer. We know who you are, and we're going to expose you. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive Podcast with your favorite gay black woman, me, Elijah Schaefer. In a second, I'm going to introduce our guest on the show today. But first, I wanted to remind you to always like, share, and subscribe this video to keep independent media and journalism alive. Also, if you prefer to listen to this podcast in audio-only formats, make sure you click the links below to find this podcast on Apple iTunes, on the Google Play Store, and actually on Spotify. We ask that whenever you listen to our podcast on any platform, make sure that you give us a 5-star rating as it really helps us to keep getting investment, advertisers, and continue to grow the show and the quality of the show, and also to get all the money that we've used, for instance, like today, to pay our guest Sydney Watson. I'm really honored to have you here. I hope that the money was enough.
Oh, so much money. I'm so thankful for this. No, but thanks for having me. It's awesome to be here.
Yeah, so I think we're up to zero on the payments.
Yeah, well, it's really zero? Do you actually think it's zero, Elijah?
Yeah, it's zero, but you're
pretty sure that all the messages you've been sending me are payment. You know, like all the nice memes and things.
Yeah, we did buy you.
It absolutely does.
Are on a tripod on the bed, the one I'm looking into right now. You're on a bed. You're literally on my bed. If you ever wanted to get to bed with Elijah Schaefer, you're now in bed.
You're already there. No, but really, it looks like much bigger. But it's, you know what? That's okay. I feel like that's a pretty common thing these days.
That things look bigger on the internet?
Looks much bigger on the
internet. This is a family show, Sydney. That's bad. That's naughty. Okay. Guys, Sydney Watson's actually still single, and she said that bigger is better. So you heard it here on Slightly Offensive. You can't take that back.
What? The bigger's better?
Yeah, the bigger's better.
I'm not one to lie, you know?
And so bigger is always better. People say that size doesn't matter, but the truth of the matter, when it comes to your set, it actually does, guys. So that's what we're talking about, obviously. So when you're going to get your set and present it to women online, make sure you get it as big and as fat as possible. Anyways, so tell us a little bit about what you do, why you're here. My understanding is you were basically started your channel about a year ago on YouTube. Before that, you've been a journalist. You went to school. But people here probably don't know a lot about you, so introduce yourself to the world.
This is one of those questions that I'm like, I don't even know where to begin. But, you know, I started my my YouTube channel around the same time that I was halfway through my Master of Journalism, and I was just so sick of all the left-wing propaganda at university because it was just permeating through everything. Everything, even like marketing classes, we had to talk about Donald Trump for whatever reason. And I just decided I'd had enough of it, and Australia being a reasonably non-political country, I was like, someone needs to add their voice to the mix, and so I just decided to start posting videos, and here we are.
So maybe, yeah, because Australia needed a voice.
Yeah,
my understanding is you recently moved out of Australia, so obviously you gave up on them. You like, well, because Australia is a hard country to have a political voice in.
Well, yeah, 100%. I mean, I was even reading some of our news today, and I was just like, it's kind of like, it's almost as if little children are writing in all the papers, and like we have the most ridiculous politicians, as far as I'm concerned, on both sides, even the side that I allegedly I'm supposed to support. But they're just ridiculous. But the average Aussie, as far as I'm concerned, is just apolitical. They mostly don't care. So if you try to bring it up with them, they're like, I have opinions towards my general existence, and you know, maybe I care about this issue over here, this issue over here, but they generally don't subscribe to a particular ideology or anything like that, which I think that's fine. I mean, means that they're not, I guess, ideologically driven, and they're not part of like a hive mind.
But Americans don't have anything different, except for the fact, the only difference with Americans are is that they believe the lies the politicians tell them. So even though they don't know anything, you often, from people who don't have any knowledge, as you're probably aware of, you're actually an American citizen, they still call themselves Democrats, even though they don't know anything.
Right. Or like they can't even actually parrot or tell you anything that the Democratic Party actually thinks. But I mean, like,
but is that a paradox, though? Because does the Democratic Party really think of anything?
Did you even watch the Democratic debates the other night, the second round? It was, you know what? I actually, some of these people, I don't even know how they've gotten to these positions. It's terrifying. It's actually terrifying.
Yeah, it is actually. When it comes down to it, I personally value my life, as you're mentioning earlier. Mm-hmm. And so the reason why I don't watch the Democrat debates in my personal life is just because, no, it doesn't make me cry. It's just that the Democrats are such liars. Mm-hmm. When after they screwed over Bernie Sanders in the 2016 election and showed us that even when the people in their party want somebody to run as a candidate, that they'll screw them over to take the establishment pick. Yep. I go, who cares? They're probably going to pick Kamala anyways, even though Tulsi Gabbard would be a better solution. She's actually moderate. She could attract people. Mm-hmm. They're not going to pick her because she's too awesome and she's too center. She's not looking for socialism. And she actually served our country and loves it, which is something that the Democrat Party is not really into these days.
Although you kind of have to question, though, why does she say that she's a Democrat if she loves the United States? Because it's pretty clear at this point that the Democratic Party have zero interest in actually protecting Americans. And that's just like, even observationally, having been here for the last 6 weeks, having moved and everything, it's pretty clear to me that the politicians that you have, and like, I'm not saying that Republicans are by any stretch of the imagination perfect or like necessarily their value system is in line with what the Americans want. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it's really clear that Democratic candidates across the board, I don't think necessarily care about actual Americans.
You know, there's this crazy thing that's really been frustrating me recently. And I have to say that as conservatives, you know, it is our job and our place to totally reject what the left is doing. The left is doing something that they are beginning to play on identity politics, or they've been playing on tribalism. Yep. They've been giving people voices of authority, not based off the merit, not what they're able to do, not how much they can actually contribute to our country, but based on the fact that they're Black or a woman or transgender. And even more than that, they'll even ignore the weaknesses of people like Kamala Harris, who has a terrible record as a prosecutor. She even laughed the other night about the fact that she basically put people in prison for life sentences for basic marijuana offenses, as if she was in Australia. And they give her a pass because she's Black. Now, the conservatives have been the party. They've been, well, typically the Republicans, but libertarians, conservatives in general, have said, look, we're not going to buy into that tribalism. We're not going to just prop people up because they look the way we want them to. We want movers. We want shakers. We want people that are going to change this country. And so they presented to the world someone like Donald Trump. But now for the 2016 election, I think conservatives have gotten cocky.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would say now that I'm noticing that a lot of people on the right are actually engaging with identity politics a lot more. There's a couple institutions and things and groups of people that are around that I notice will do things based solely on the way people look, or like you said before, you know, being gay or being Black or whatever. And so I think that now we're sort of starting to buy into it. Some people are. I think for the most part, like just general everyday people like you and me don't want to buy into it, but I think like some of the people at the top are starting to. And that's what's problematic.
Because who cares? Honestly, it doesn't really matter to me whether you're Black or you're gay. It matters to me. It's my identity, but it's not a big part of who I am. But it's just, I'm America's favorite Black gay woman. That's a very easy title to hold. You just have to make it up, tell people, and they believe it. And the problem with that is that right now in the conservative movement, what you have is the leftist tactics being replicated. But this is going to sound really, really petty. But there's a problem happening right now with the influencer movement, the next generation of young people. Okay, they're being told a message that basically not only should you be a minority, not only could you, your sexuality matters, but also even more than that, there's this space being given to all of these young influencers. Have you noticed that? There's all these young people that are rising up. And you might, first thoughts might be, this is so good. You know, we're giving all these young people the baton. But as the famous person, the evil man in The Incredibles, what was his name? The redhead guy? I'd hate to talk about gingers on the show,
the electricity one?
The one who made himself his own superhero. The first Incredibles.
I know who you're talking about, but I would not, I don't even know.
Does anybody know what that name is? No one in the room knows. Okay, but he said something very important, and this is almost scripture. He said, I'm going to make everybody a superhero, because when everybody's a superhero, nobody is.
Everyone can be super. And when everyone's super... No one will be.
And what's happening is people are starting to give platforms to conservatives for superficial reasons, which is undermining the substance of what we hold, which are values and truth. And you've had some exposure to that. Obviously, American politics are different. You've went to conferences, you've attended things. What have you seen is currently the state of things happening with influencers?
I think that even just talking about this topic is so tough, because people come at you and they're like, oh, you're just jealous, or you're only saying this because you wish that you could be doing the same thing, or you wish that this person over here would prop you up. And I think in answer to your question, as a female, I obviously know that there is this sort of idea that, that gets perpetuated that, oh, a girl is only in that position. And obviously I hate coming across as like the, you know, with this like a feministy kind of viewpoint. But yeah, a lot of people will criticize you as a female because they're like, you only got to where you are because you happen to be a female. There might be some truth to that in some situations, but to answer your question, when I go to some of these conferences and when I end up, I guess, interacting with this like younger generation, all I'm noticing is that they don't do anything. And I know that this is not entirely based around necessarily how proactive you are, but I do think that if your claim to fame is the fact that you have a pretty face, that can be hugely problematic in the long term, because what do you bring to the table? Obviously, there's a space for that. And I mean, we live in a, I mean, think about
models, how models could exist.
Right,
you can
exactly
have models in
that's
any movement.
Fine. And that's fine. But I think that when you give these people more, and when you place more emphasis on them than they actually deserve, I think that can be problematic in the sense of what you're talking about. You know, we give people their positions based on merit. We don't just do it because they happen to have, you know, boobs, regrettably. But that's sort of where we're getting to. And it was always going to happen. This was always going to happen because society is so sexualized. Of course, you're going to bring in beautiful looking people or, you know, people who act in a particular way and give them a platform. It was always going to happen.
Yeah, but here's the problem. And I want to talk about this. We have a specific word for this. I love it. It's called ethos. I'm sure you're familiar with
yep.
that. Okay, ethos. And for those of you that don't understand what an ethos is, Google it. But if you're married, not on Google Images because you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah,
anyways, don't. Yeah, then if you're under 18, an ethot is a lost book of the Bible and you're never going to find it. So don't even look it up. Anyways, speaking of the ethots, okay, you have this thing that's happening
mm-hmm.
where people are wanting to empower young people
mm-hmm.
to represent the conservative movement.
Yep.
And what's happened is the conservative movement has always been kind of lame.
Mm-hmm.
It's been those kids that wear suits in school.
Right.
And it's not that attractive. You always know those kids who are like, I'm going to be the president. And you're like, freaking loser. Like, he's like, I wear a suit to school because I'm civilized. And you're like, dude, no wonder why kids are trying to twerk each other and, you know, masturbate in class and things like that, if you're young, you probably know what masturbation is anyways. That's what people were doing when I was in school. And the college Republicans and people were coming in and they were like, look at who we are.
Right.
And they were stupid. And
did they carry briefcases?
Some of them did. They carried briefcases. Like, what the hell's in your briefcase? Your comic books? You know, it's like, it was so stupid. And so then what they've done now is they're like, hey, we got to make conservatism cool.
And sexy.
Yeah, we got to make it sexy. We got to make it cool. So what we should do is let's take all the sluts from the gaming industry and the live streaming industry, and let's give them positions of leadership in our organizations and institutions. And that's going to be really smart, because even though they were sluts over here, they told me that they're not sluts anymore, and they're actually now conservatives. And overnight, they changed to conservatives.
Wearing the hat.
Yeah, they want to represent our organization. And what could go wrong with taking women who just hoard themselves out into an entire new arena of that was outside of politics, was completely liberal,
mm-hmm.
used lefty tactics, their entire profiles are selfies with their boobs out and everything, and suddenly they're going to become the representatives of conservative values?
Right. I mean, it's hard to take it seriously, isn't it? To some extent. I mean, look, again, I think there's a time and place for girls to be super beautiful on the internet and to, you know, be conservative, super pretty, hot things on the internet. Awesome. Great. I mean, if that's your prerogative, right? But yeah, it's definitely, I found it frustrating for a very long time, I confess. And you never want to say anything in the space because you don't want to basically attack someone else for the things that they're doing. Because, you know, the way that I view it is just like, if you're over there doing your thing, then that's cool. I'll be over here doing my thing, and it's cool.
The example that we're trying to give to people, the way that we want to show people is
mm-hmm.
you can have individual liberty, you have freedom,
mm-hmm.
but there's still a level of a sensation of like,
right.
you have to have some merit behind
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
You got to have some reason why you rise up. We are the side, I consider myself more of a centrist,
mm-hmm.
but I lean right on a lot of topics.
Yep.
And I've always seen being right wing as the idea of like, we're coming to you with statistics. We're coming to you with facts. We're propping up people like Dinesh D'Souza,
mm-hmm.
who you want to listen to, but you might not want to look at. And I love Dinesh. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying Dinesh is just an old guy, like some, I don't even know what his, you know Dinesh, right? I don't know.
Yeah,
he's Indian, maybe Dinesh?
I think he's Indian.
Okay, some Indian guy, not pretty to look at.
He's brown.
But he's brilliant. And we love Dinesh, not because he has nice tits, but because he has a good idea
mm-hmm.
every single week almost. And he releases a video, writes a new book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that guy finds time to write. Now what we're doing is we're saying, hey, look, we put up a big sign that said, girls with large breasts, if you really want to make it, come over here, take away opportunities from
mm-hmm.
actual women who are trying to present good ideas and create
mm-hmm.
content, and then suck it and become a face of our organization or go out and speak. Mm-hmm. And we're rewarding people for things like, instead of like the fact that you have morals, it's like, oh, you have a lot of followers. Mm-hmm. Or instead of the fact that you have good ideas, it's like your fake tit job was good. You know, it's like nice fake D's, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the problem is that how can you push back against the regressive ideology of what is, I guess, basically the Democratic and I guess liberal movements at the moment? How can you push back against that if the main spokespeople for the conservative / right-wing / libertarian movement are these girls? I just don't get it. Personally, I don't understand, because I mean, the one thing that I'll say is that, and I know that we've joked about this, but I never want to be considered like that. And I mean, people leave comments on my videos, on my YouTube videos, and they'll say things like, why is your top low cut? And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't want to be in a burqa. I mean, I could, if you ask nicely, maybe it might happen, like a nice blue
That'd
one.
That'd be hot.
Maybe like, just put some
like
rhinestones.
Like a hot summer day and seeing a woman's wrist slip out of a burqa and you're like, wow.
Just her ankle,
damn.
Like, oh, God.
I know. You know what I mean? It's like, am I going to see some forehead today?
I mean, I can get rhinestoned up in like a nice...
Move up that mesh fence, baby. Let me see what's inside those windows.
But this is the thing, is like, I think people will be critical of you no matter what you're doing. And again, like, I think, we're talking about women here, because I don't think that men get nearly the same amount of criticism in this sense that women do. I mean, and I can say that as like a proud anti-femme woman, but definitely, like, you're gonna get criticized no matter what you're doing. You can be like in a turtleneck and someone will be like, oh, you can see her wrist. What a slut. So I guess
stone her for honor. There's only one religion that does that, but we won't talk about that one. No one's stoning these people, but...
Right. But, I mean, yeah. But I guess at the end of the day, my point here... Take Tommy Lahren, for example. Tommy Lahren's a good-looking girl. I mean, I think she's good-looking.
I think most people think she's good-looking. And a lot of people that aren't even conservative follow her because they think she's hot.
Yeah, exactly. And she gets attacked relentlessly because she is, like, a hot conservative female who's super successful. But at the end of the day, I think that regardless of what you think about someone like Tommy Lahren, Tommy Lahren's not an idiot. She actually has some pretty decent ideas. I mean, and like, it just, my problem here is that we're talking about people who don't have any ideas, who just basically stand back, and also too, they regurgitate. So again, how can you fight against a regressive leftist ideology when the people who are doing all the talking are the ones who don't actually have anything to say?
Well, and we're become a laughingstock. That's what I want to bring to you, is we have to look at this. So what we have is this resurgence.
Yeah.
And it reminds me a lot right now of what happened in the housing crisis in 2005 through 2007, right? So for people that weren't familiar with that, I mean, you weren't living in the U.S., I don't think, during that time. Actually, Australia was pretty spared from the economic crash of the
We have
world.
A different kind of bubble in Australia with housing.
Yeah. So we'll find out what that is one day. Except for the houses are mostly ugly. And I don't know why the it's architects
bad.
Don't know how to design houses. I guess it's something on the other side
I think
of the equator.
The heat. Maybe they're just like being fried.
Yeah, sun. Or you have no ozone above you because cow farts. And so then everybody's like getting skin cancer and stuff. They're all dying. But anyways, it's like with the crash, right? What happened is like how did the greatest housing market, the greatest asset in this country collapse, right? It's like this was supposed to be the apex of what it means to have wealth.
Right.
Well, obviously, for those that didn't watch, you know, movies on it or documentaries, to sum it up, basically, bankers got trigger happy with loans. Things were backed by the government. People started giving loans to people who shouldn't have had the loans. They started packaging up a bunch of really crappy loans, and they sold them as one good loan. So they take 500 C-grade level houses, and then they would put them all as one loan and sell that loan to a bank and advertise it as if they were actually stable loans. And then eventually what happened is too many people had loans that couldn't pay them back. Too many banks bought loans of houses that they couldn't sell back on their value. And the entire housing market completely imploded. Well, the same thing's happening right now in the conservative movement. Everyone's like, let's grow it because the liberals are taking over the media, so we've got to grow this. So just you get, it's like Oprah Winfrey's, you know, giveaways. You get a job and you get a job and you get a job. But of course, there's no vetting. And by vetting, I don't mean gatekeeping. They're not even looking at these people. It's like, you have 60,000 followers. Okay, but what if you just have followers because people think you're hot? It's like, okay, well, is it wrong to just hire someone because people think they're hot? No, it's not. But we're not a movement that should reward people based on appearance. That's what we're fighting against. We're literally fighting against rewards based on superficial
characteristics.
You know, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so then when we're coming in and we're giving these girls power, then they get cocky and they have nothing to stand for, and this is the problem with that. Then there's no loyalty.
Right.
If they were gamers and didn't have loyalty, they were live streamers, and they have all these sketchy past, and then when you ask the guys, why are these girls still in these movements?
Right.
They always go, oh, well, don't, that's their past. But then someone like Kyle Kashuv, who wrote the N-word 52 times, gets completely canned.
Did you can't count? Was that what
Someone told me it's 52 times. I thought it was 12. Was it 52? I think it was 52. But my point is a little Jew boy, you know, with bad eyes, gets canned for writing the N-word.
Right.
And then there's literally some of these girls out there. There's people that have wrote terrible things in their life and people expose them. Mm. And then the guys just go, hey, that's the past.
Right.
Which makes me wonder, can we really blame the girls? Because who's enabling this watering down of passing power to people who shouldn't have it? It's some of these men that are in power.
Right. So, well, I mean, I guess that's the thing is, like, for every guy who's abusing the crap out of you on the internet, which obviously happens a lot, again, as a female, happens a lot. If you go and read the comments on any, like, Candace Owens is a great example. When you read through the comments, you're just, some of them are appalling. I mean,
I love Candace Owens.
Oh, so do I. But yeah. Just the comments that people leave, it's just like, wow. Even I encourage you at some stage, go and read the comments that I get, particularly on, like, Instagram pictures where people are just like, they just attack you. But I think on the other side, then you have these people who jump in and are like, I'm going to defend you, which is lovely. Don't get me wrong. It is nice to an extent to have people who are in your corner, but I think it can be taken too far. Because, I mean, the reality is that you're not going to sit there and defend yourself to every person in the world who's ever called you a name or called you out for, you know, or you're just an e-thought, you know. But I know what you're saying, but with all this stuff, there's a line. There's like, it's fine until it's not with all this stuff. And I think that's basically like, I don't know if that's where you're coming at it from, but that's where I'm...
I think there's a line, but also what we have to ask ourselves specifically is also the reason why nobody's talking about this.
Yeah.
And the reason why nobody's talking about this is because this thing called white knighting. And it's a lot of times, and this is what's sad. Okay, I'm a sexual person. Every grown adult that I know has a sexual side. There's nothing wrong with trying to get... I'm married. I can have... You know, no matter what religion you are, if you're married, you can have sex as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter whether you're religious or not. Mm-hmm. People want to have sex. There's nothing wrong with people trying to help their spouse or their significant other to get opportunities, right? Nepotism isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes, like, look at Trump. Nepotism helped him to start his career, and it led him to become the president of the United States.
Well, it's worked, yeah.
And fight globalists.
Yeah.
Some people disagree with that, but it's not bad. But here's the problem. Is that a lot of times you go, well, why can't we talk about this? This is not the only idea that we can't talk about, is all these superficial people that are in it for themselves and are clearly narcissistic. If you go to a girl's page and all she has on her page is just 1,000 selfies, something's wrong with that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree.
They're narcissistic.
I agree. This is one of those really, 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 really difficult topics to discuss because, and we're probably going to get a lot of flack for this. You realize that?
Yeah, we're going to talk why. That's what we're going to close on, why we're going to get flack for this.
And like the reality is that this is one of those topics, and there are things that, I mean, obviously, when you're in this space for long enough, you get to know other people, you get to know who's legitimate and who is not. And I hate the term grifter. I think it's a dreadful term that's it's just used way too much on people who don't deserve it. But there are a lot of people who I would comfortably call grifters who are in positions now where I just observe from the outside. And see, a lot of people say, oh, you're just jealous, or you just feel like this because you're not in that position, or you're not doing this, that, and the other. And I just think, well, I mean, no, because I mean, I've
you could always suck a large set. You know, you said the set's big, you like big sets. You could always go in and just tongue one down, and that'll get you somewhere.
Yep. Probably. That's probably.
So when you're saying you're jealous because you're not in, that's implying that it's not like you can't just go get in.
Which you can. And that's the thing is like, and I think people overlook this is that, I mean, think about any woman ever who has wanted to get ahead, who's basically slept her way to the top. What you think that we're exempt from doing that just because everyone happens to be conservative? Like, no, of course that's like totally possible to do. So I think that the whole, oh, you're just jealous thing annoys me to no end, because I'm like, no, I will prop people up and I will like get behind people who I actually believe in and who have ideas that are awesome. But if your claim to fame and the sole thing that you do is take really cute pictures, I don't understand.
Yeah, unless you're like sponsored by a gun. Like, I get it, if a gun company sponsors you and your job is to sell guns. Also, there's literally yet nothing against having hot women in politics at all.
That's the thing. There's a space for it. There's totally a space for this. And I get the conversation here. It might come off like we're just bashing these people, but that's not what's happening. There's a space for it. There's a time and a place for this stuff. And it's necessary because, like I said before, everything is sexualized. Of course it's necessary. It's going to happen eventually. You know, we're not Puritans over here. But I think that, again, and I think this is your point, it should be based around ideas rather than like you said before, you know, just random characteristics that you have no control
over.
You
can't call them out because conservatives are acting like leftists. Mm-hmm.
They literally, in our movement, you're jealous,
if
you're upset.
Criticize anybody, they block you.
Yeah.
So like if you come out and you criticize conservatives mm-hmm. who are supposed to be open and free thinkers and minded, mm-hmm. if you come out publicly and you condemn anything they do, mm-hmm. they will make sure that you don't get ahead.
Yeah.
So what does that teach these people, like these young girls, young guys? Basically, whether you're actually giving them sexual favors or not, it doesn't matter. Make sure that you're not a true conservative, you're not a free thinker, that you just show people mm-hmm. that you like them. And if you present that you like people, and might I even say go a step further and get their huge podcast set and just stick it right up your mouth, you know, just boom, suck on the flag and everything, you know, literally until the white light comes down from the top of the set all over your face, no matter what you do, that's how to get ahead. That's our movement. And that's why I'm upset about this. It's not because there isn't room for beautiful women. It's not because all beautiful women are in it for the wrong reasons. Mm. I'm actually just as upset about the men who are enabling these people and setting a bad example to our daughters, our sisters, our friends, people who are jumping into this movement. We are saying that we're not about substance. Mm-hmm. We're just as empty. And you know what? If we're empty, and it's about physicality, then we're way worse than the liberals mm-hmm. because we don't have what they have. We don't have the media. We don't have the music. We don't have the superficial things that are cool. Mm-hmm. We just make ourselves less full, less fulfilling, and we just weaken the movement long term.
Well, I mean, you have to consider the fact, though, that maybe the reason that this is so prominent, or this is becoming more prominent, is because that's how people think that they can basically get to the younger, like, you know, the Gen Z kind of people. I think that's probably like a huge part
of this. Be a thought, because kids love sluts.
Well, but true. I mean, this is a thing.
Tits for votes.
Seriously.
Show me a nipple and vote Republican. .com. I don't know, not .com, but yeah, show a nipple for Trump. It's 2020. I mean, maybe it works. I don't know. Maybe
can
I'm maybe
that on
I'm
a shirt,
out
show
there.
A nipple for Trump. I'd wear
show
it.
A nipple for Trump. Free the nipple for Trump.
Oh, yes.
Free Tommy Robinson and the nipple
for Trump.
It works. I bet you we can't even say that word on here, huh? Oh man. Yeah, maybe. All right. Anyways,
you can't say nipple is.
No, I don't think you say Tommy Robinson.
Oh yeah, no, that's like instantly deleted from the internet.
Yeah, I know. Do you know that Prison Planet or what's his name?
Paul Joseph Watson.
Yeah, he apparently got deleted off Instagram and Facebook for interviewing Tommy 3 years ago.
Are you serious?
That's how they deleted him. Yeah, for having an interview, for interviewing him.
One of my girlfriends, who is she works with Tommy Robinson a lot. She the other day got banned from Facebook just for posting a picture with him. They were together. They were when they're in the UK like a couple weeks ago. She's got like a permanent ban now.
You know what we should do? We should hack the ethots. Since let's play Lefty Tag. Let's hack the ethots and post
pictures
of Tommy Robinson and get them deleted. Let's delete ethots permanently. Anyways, we are running out of time. I really, really appreciate you for being on the show. It has been an absolute great talk about this real problem of the right starting to adapt leftist tactics mm-hmm. because theirs were working, but they forgot it wasn't by copying the bad, malicious, evil tactics that's going to help us. It mm-hmm. was our fighting with truth and appealing to what the voters actually wanted, mm-hmm. like working on immigration and the economy.
Right.
It wasn't about, you know, I'm an American. I borrowed this gun from my friend, took a picture so I look like I'm an American, when just a month ago I was, you know, tweeting things about that clearly show that I don't care about these issues. Like, mm-hmm. suddenly in 30 days, I'm now a conservative. Well, screw you, because you're not a conservative, and those that are buying into this are just as guilty as you, and we need to have no room and no tolerance for this. Mm. If we're actually going to be effective, we need to reward people based on their ideas, whether it's more men or more women. I'm not concerned about that. Mm-hmm. Whether the people are hot or they're ugly, no matter what their skin color is, it doesn't matter. If they're going to be good, then they're great, and mm-hmm. we want them. If they're not, get them out of here.
Right. Well, you just don't put them in positions where they have actual massive sway and influence over people. And again, like I said before, they say nothing. So how are you supposed to fight ideas with people who actually don't say anything?
They don't have massive sway. They got some things that are massive, and they sway, and they have a lot of power and influence, at least over the males, which, by the way, politics and media, even YouTube, you know, is predominantly influenced by males, which they're trying to get. Anyways, we ran out of time. Thank you so much for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive with a very wonderful and lovely guest, Sydney Watson. Sydney Watson's actually a commentator. She's a journalist as well. And although some people say check out the links, in her last video, she said, I'm going to include a link right here, and it didn't pop up.
It did, too.
No, it didn't pop up.
It totally did.
No, it didn't.
Redid it like 70,000 times.
It doesn't pop up. I didn't pop up when I watched it. So people like her, these kind of grifters. No, she's not a grifter. people like her that claim to give links don't, but I do. Her links are below. Make sure you follow her on her YouTube channel, as well as it's very hard to get views these days. Mm-hmm. Also follow her on Instagram. You're on Twitter. She's very fun on Twitter. It's very hilarious, actually. She's very, very good.
Such a nasty person on Twitter. That's yeah, me just getting into fights with people, like,
it's
all
like
the
ultimate bitch side of you just seriously comes out, and I go, yuck. Like, yeah, literally, you become the nutcracker.
Me everywhere else, like, super mellow, like, super, like, moderate. At least I try to be. And then me on Twitter, I'm just like, ha-ha. I'm just, like, ready to attack everyone.
Follow her. At Australian bitch. I'm just kidding. No, that's not her name. But, okay, if you notice, I'm ending this too. If you watch this, I'm sweating. You're sweating a little bit too. It is a little bit. It is hot in here. But follow her too if you like girls. No, I'm just kidding. If you like her ideas and you want to follow her, make sure you like, share, subscribe.
I don't have boobs, so it's fine. There's nothing to follow in
okay
that sense.
Okay, it's your one cup smaller than you needed to actually get a position of power.
Several.
Unfortunately, she's stuck actually making good content.
I need opinions. God damn.
She's making good content instead of sledding herself out. Shame on you. You should know the examples that are before you right now. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening or watching. Always like, share, and subscribe again, and check out the links to keep independent media and journalism alive. God bless the United States of America.